Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We say together the Jubilate found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 82 or on your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself has made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 133. It can be found in your handout.
are on page 787 in the Book of Common Prayer. Oh, how good and pleasant it is
when brethren live together in unity.
It is like fine oil upon the head
that it runs down upon the beard.
Upon the beard of Aaron.
And runs down upon the collar of his robe.
It is like the dew of Hermon
that falls upon the hills of Zion.
For there the Lord has ordained the blessing.
Life forevermore.
Our first lesson is from the book of Genesis, chapter 45. Joseph could no longer control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Send everyone away from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me," and they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And now your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my own mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father how greatly I am honored in Egypt and all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, while Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will say together Canticle 21, found in your handout or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you.
Father, majesty of unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, Abide With Me. It's hymnal number 662.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus called the crowd and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles." And the disciples approached him and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my Father plants has not planted it will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. One blind person to guide another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." He said, "Are you still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth, out of the stomach, and goes out into the sewer? What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this is what defiles. A liar will come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, falsehood and slander. Caesar would defile a person, but he with unwashed hands did not defile. Jesus left that place and went to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman came from the region, came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David." My daughter was tormented by a demon, but he did not answer her at all. The disciples came and urged him to say anything, saying, "Send her away, for she is shouting at us." Answered, I was going to send to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Answered, "It is not fair to take your children for food and drink to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs at the crumbs are fallen from her master's table." And Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Maybe you heard as children the saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." We used to taunt that at each other when we were throwing words back and forth at each other. And what we know as adults is broken bones hurt, but words hurt in a different way. It's not true that words can never hurt me. I also heard my mother say from time to time, "I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap." And maybe she actually did it once or twice, washed my mouth out with soap, depending on what came out of my mouth. Or we hear the term nowadays, politically correct, and I know that raises some hackles for some. And what I have to say is I'm not sure any politician told me I couldn't say, but what we do know is that words matter and words have the power to hurt other people. And sometimes when we use words, we use them intentionally to hurt other people. And as my grandmother said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. So there were dinners, Sunday dinners, where I would sit mute the entire dinner because I know that I have a mouth. But I also know that every day I make confession. And I make confession not for the things that I did wrong as much as for the thoughts and the words. Because when we made our confession in thought, word, and deed. Because we know that words matter. So what Jesus said today is, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out. You see, the Pharisees had said to Jesus, "Why don't your disciples wash their hands before they eat? They've defiled themselves by eating with unclean hands." And Jesus knew what they were really getting at. What they were really getting at is, how can you eat the Sabbath meal with those tax collectors and sinners? Every Jewish person knew all the purity laws, all the cleanliness laws, and knew that, yes, you were supposed to wash your hands before you eat. But the Pharisees were really criticizing who Jesus chose to eat with. But they weren't coming out and saying it. They were saying it in sideways ways. And what Jesus was trying to teach them is, it's not about what you put in your mouth, because that goes out to the sewer. But what comes out of the mouth comes out of the heart. It's more important how we treat each other, that we love God and love our neighbor, rather than having clean hands and then everything's okay. Because it's not just about the clean hands. And what I know is that our hearts are reflected. They shine the light on what we really think and what we believe. And they do that through our words. So I know that when we're having good days, our words can sometimes be a little more gentle. And when we're having bad days, they can have a sharp edge to them. And I know that sometimes we say things that we thought it was okay, but the way that it was heard hurt people.
And a phrase I heard years ago was that hurt people hurt people. It's like that old story about when the boss shouts at the dad shouts at the mom shouts at the kids shout at the dog nips at the cat. When we are hurt, we hurt someone else. And when that hurt is so deep from years of hearing things or from childhood, when that hurt is so deep, it comes out in our words and our actions without our even knowing it or intending it. And that's the other thing that Jesus was pointing to. Do our words and thoughts and actions point to the love of God, point to loving our neighbor? And Jesus talks about, and gospel scripture talks about, having a clean heart. When Satan was challenging Jesus after 40 days in the wilderness, and he was saying, "Turn, I know you're hungry, turn these stones into bread." And Jesus said, "A person does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." We live on the word of God because God's word has power. And when that word lives in our hearts, it purifies our hearts, cleanses our hearts, heals our hearts. There's an ascent psalm. It means when we're climbing up to the temple in Jerusalem. It's Psalm 24:4. Who may come into the presence of God? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart. Psalm 51 is one that we often say at morning prayer when we don't say the one we've been saying, you say the other one. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. We know what it's like to have a hardened heart. We know what it's like to have a broken heart. And what I know is that Jesus has the power to heal that. Jesus knows the hurts that we have experienced, knows our brokenness, knows our weaknesses. And when we bring it to him in prayer, he has the power to heal. And I know we're not very good at that. We're really good at looking good. We were taught that as children. You wear your Sunday best. You use the best language. You use your best manners when you're out in public. You do everything that looks right. You come to church, you sing the hymns, you do the prayers. You look good. But then we're hiding, we're whitewashing what's happening on the inside. Those disappointments, those frustrations, those hurts, that sadness, that anger, that confusion. And what Jesus invites us to do, the great physician invites us to do, is to bring that to him in prayer, in confession, and say, my heart is broken, my heart is hurt, so that we do not put it out there in the world with our words. Jesus shows us how to do that in the second half of today's reading. The second half, where he goes to the region of Tyre and Sidon, where he goes to the region where those people, not our people, live. And a woman comes up to him and starts begging him, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my daughter who has a demon. And the disciples, immediately knowing that she was one of those people, not our people, tell her to be quiet. Tell Jesus, let's go. Leave her alone. And Jesus turns to her, and she falls to her knees. And he says, I'm here for the lost people of Israel. That's who I've come for. And she said, sir, even the dogs under the table eat the crumbs. And at that moment, his heart is turned. And he tells her, your faith is great, and your daughter has been healed. He shows us that if his heart can be turned, his actions, his thoughts, his words can be turned, so can ours. And he can show us how. I invite you, as this week goes by, to think about the heart of our culture. The heart of our government. The heart of our church. The heart of our communities. our hearts. And as we ponder that, I invite you to think about, is there anything that needs to be healed, needs to be amended, to changed, to opened up? And if there is, then we turn to Jesus and ask him to show us how to love God, how to love our neighbor with our whole heart. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you into joining me in saying the Apostles' Creed, which is on your handout and in the Book of Common Prayer on page 96. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen. The suffrages can be found in your handout or on page 94 in the Book of Common Prayer. Show us your mercy, O Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
For the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, Sing to the Mountains.
Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea. Raise your voices, lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice. I will give thanks to you, my Lord. You have answered my plea. Save my soul from death. You are my strength and my song. Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea. Raise your voices, lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. He has turned all death to life. Sing of the glory of God. Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea. Raise your voices, lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth
of the People is Form 6. It can be found on page 392 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we pray for Pam, Alan, Carol, Betty and Richard, Adrian, Kevin, Janet, Darlene, and John, Tammy, Peggy, and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta, and Jim, Baby Eliza, and family, Paige, and Michael, Michael S., Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer, and family, Doug, Ashlyn, Tammy S., and Jerry. We also pray for Phil, Wendell, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, and Jean F. Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, we pray for the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Don.
Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Especially pray for Sandy Sterling.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving found on your handout or on page 101 of the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God,
Father of mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all you have made.
We bless you for your creation, preservation, all blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of the world. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness of our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, always and forever. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the closing hymn, Jesus Shall Reign, and it's number 544 in the hymnal.
Jesus shall reign.
Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God. And I have no announcements today, so just enjoy coffee hour and enjoy the summer.